"Actually, I think we may have at least a little time in hand, Your Highness," Tartarian said. The Admiral seemed blissfully unaware of the undercurrent between his prince and Corus, although Hector rather doubted he truly was. "As a matter of fact, I think I may agree with you, Admiral," the prince said. "I'm curious as to whether or not your reasoning matches mine, though."
"A lot depends on Harald's resources and how focused he can keep his strategy, Your Highness. Frankly, from the reports we've received so far, it doesn't sound as if he lost very many, if any, of those damned galleons. On the other hand, he didn't exactly have a huge number of them before the battle, either. Let's say he has 30 or 40. That's a very powerful fleet, especially with the new artillery. In fact, it could probably defeat any other fleet on the face of Safehold. But as soon as he starts splitting it up to cover multiple objectives, it gets far weaker. And despite what's just happened to all of our navies, he has to take at least some precautions to cover his home waters and protect his merchant shipping. As I see it, that means he probably only has the capability to launch one effective offensive at a time. I'd love for him to try to conduct multiple campaigns, but I don't think he's stupid enough to do that. And while we're thinking about the sorts of campaigns he can fight, let's not forget that he doesn't really have an army at all, and Coruscant isn't exactly a small piece of dirt. It's over 1,700 miles from Windhoek Head to Derwin, and more like 2,000 from Cape Targin to West Windhead. We may be a lot less densely populated than someplace like Harchong or Sidamark, but that's still a lot of territory to cover. He can raise an army big enough to meet his needs against us and Emerald both, if he really tries. But that's going to take time and carry Shan Wei's own price tag. And it's going to cut into his ability to continue his naval build-up as well. Even in a best-case situation, best-case from his perspective, I mean, it will be 5 days or even months before he's prepared to launch any serious overseas attacks. And even when he is, Emerald is much closer to him than we are. He's not going to want to leave Prince Naaman unneutralized in his rear while he sends the majority of his fleet and every marine he can scrape up to attack us. That probably means he'll deal with Emerald first. And while I don't think much of the Emeraldian army, it does exist. If it decides to fight, it's going to take him at least another couple of months minimum to take just the major ports and cities. Subduing the entire island, assuming Naaman's subjects decide to remain loyal to him, is going to take even longer. So, if he pursues a conventional strategy, I doubt very much that he's going to be able to get around to us at all this year.
Cogently argued, Hector said, and overall, I find myself in agreement with you. But don't forget that Harald of Caris has already demonstrated that he's perfectly prepared to pursue unconventional strategies, Admiral.
Oh, I won't, I assure you, Your Highness. No one associated with the Navy is likely to forget that any time soon.
Good. Hector smiled frostily, then waved one hand. For the moment, though, let's assume your analysis is reasonably accurate. Even if it's not, we undoubtedly have at least a month or two before Harald's going to be able to come calling. Oh, we may see some cruisers prowling around the coast, snapping up any merchant shipping foolish enough to cross their paths, but it's going to take him longer to put together a serious expedition. And if it takes him long enough, we may have a few nasty surprises of our own for him when he gets here.
What sort of surprises, my prince? Corus asked.
At least Blackwater's dispatches with the sketches of the new Carisian guns got here safely, Hector pointed out. It's a pity the actual prize ships managed to end up in Erastor for some mysterious reason. But thanks to his sketches and Captain Mergin's accompanying report, we know about the new gun mounts and carriages and the bagged powder charges. I'd love to know more about this new gunpowder of theirs as well, but Hector grimaced and shrugged slightly. That was the one part of Mergin's report which had been less than rigorously complete.